Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So it should be noted, we remember the knee slapper at the trade deadline when the Browns were telling everyone that you have a better chance of winning the lottery than Myles Garrett getting traded. Yes, we remember that?
Yeah.
That's just some A material. Like, Seinfeld should take that one. It was just so good. However, you know, we had the Charles Robinson report that he had heard that Howie Roseman was hot on the trail of Myles Garrett, even offering three first-rounders. Well, Elliot Wolf, as part of his Patriots duties, former Browns front office now with the Patriots as their GM, was asked about his team not making a trade at the deadline and had a very interesting response.
I'm always frustrated when we're not able to help improve the team. Mm-hmm. It takes two. We made a lot of calls. We did a lot of work on that. And ultimately, we just didn't feel like, you know, giving up three ones for somebody was probably the right move at this time.
Now, it should be noted, there was really only one player out there that was linked to three firsts.
Yeah. I mean, Trey Hendrickson, I think, was linked to like a fourth rounder when it was all said and done. Like, the value was not there for him the same way it was there for Miles.
So, obviously, Elliot Wolf is saying they had prolonged discussions or at least internal discussions about trading and trading for Myles Garrett and that they didn't want to meet that price. I don't know how you heard it, but when I first heard it, I heard, oh, there's a price. And they just didn't want to meet it at that moment.
Well, so then what's interesting is that then that price, because that's what we thought Howie was offering up, though.
Yes.
So, like, is he just taking that off of what Howie told him as three first rounders? Or did he call up and then say, this is the starting price, and then we're having conversations?
I don't think it's a push to say that Charles Robinson, who's very connected. Like, I always kind of felt like the Eagles thing, not saying that those conversations didn't happen or that Howie wouldn't want the idea that he's trying to make that kind of trade out there. It serves him. It serves the optics of we're trying to trade for this guy, just no one will give him up no matter what. But from the Browns standpoint, I think the Browns kind of looked at this and it's like, well, we'd like three first, but I think I'd rather New England's first than Philly's first.
Or, well, okay, so, and then we can bring some other teams in this equation as well, and we will shortly, but, like, I don't know, one of my takeaways from this is the idea that maybe that knee slapper wasn't as much of a knee slapper, and it really was the reality for them. Like, it didn't really matter, there was no godfather offer for them, because they were already offering up three first-round picks, and it turns out people were, at least maybe not the Patriots, but at least other teams were considering that.
Yeah, I think this goes...
Like, people were calling.
People were definitely calling, but I think what's interesting is, when you hear, we just weren't willing to give three first up for it, what I'm hearing is the Browns said...
You thought that was the price?
That's the price. And so I think that makes it really,
it's
interesting.
It's tough then, because with the Eagles and that report then, it's a little conflicting, but if we're in the same ballpark, we're in the same area, the big takeaway here is that these conversations aren't going away anytime soon.
Yeah, and I also think, like, again, this goes back, the theme of today has been, here's what they say and here's what they do. I think this speaks to the idea that there was a trade out there that the Browns would have moved off of Miles for. And I think it's been interesting that since Miles' meltdown after the Patriots game, Miles has been very much in lockstep with the organization. And it makes me wonder what changed. Because the quarterback play hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Because the team has continued to lose games in incredibly silly and stupid ways. So I don't know. This could be a lot of things. This could have been the team went to him and said, Miles, remember, we talked about the leadership thing. That was an unprofessional meltdown. Doesn't seem like that's the kind of accountability that they have in the organization, but that could have happened. It also could have been, hey, Miles, we'll talk, wink, wink, and whether it's right now or later, we'll see if there's a deal on the table for you that makes sense.
I mean, it would make sense if they're kind of almost stringing them along to just like play nice, and then we'll get you to the offseason. And like, clearly, your value hasn't gone away. The league still wants you. You're going to get, you'll have your money. You'll have your say. And if anything, after the season, you'll have a better chance of landing at a team that you actually want to go to instead of one of these teams that we just draw up and say, here you go.
Now, I also wonder, could Elliot Wolf be trolling the Browns organization?
Might be. That might be the fact, too.
I don't think Elliot really enjoyed the way things ended here, nor does John Dorsey, nor did Alonzo Highsmith. So he can't throw that off the table either. Well, Adam Schefter also had something to say about this at Myles Garrett and the trade deadline with the Browns when he was on WGN News and talking about the Bears' interest in Myles Garrett.
They acquired Joe Tryon-Shyinka from the Cleveland Browns. And when they were calling the Cleveland Browns, they did ask about Myles Garrett as well, but Myles Garrett was not available. So they made a move that they obviously felt made a little bit more sense and somebody that was attainable, unlike the all-world defensive end Myles Garrett. They made calls. They did what they could. It takes two teams to get a deal done. And in certain cases, other teams were not necessarily willing to part with players like Myles Garrett.
I'm going to say, based off what we heard from Adam, we heard from Elliot Wolf, the Charles Robinson thing.
Yeah.
And again, did Howie Roseman really offer three firsts? Or was that out there to gauge the market for Myles Garrett?
Oh, you're saying like they were trying to start the convo at three first. They wanted to use Charles Robinson to put that convo out there to start? Because that actually makes some sense.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just have this sinking suspicion that the Browns told anyone that called, hey, he's not on the table, but there's a price out there.
That's kind of what it sounds like with Schefter and the Bears right there. It really sounded like that's what happened, and then they ended up with JTS. Imagine that. You're going car shopping for a Lamborghini and then you end up with like a bicycle. I mean, that's got to be the saddest. That's going to be the saddest hanging up of a phone call
Actually,
you've ever had.
It's like going, you're like, hey, I'm about to buy this Lambo. And the guy goes, you know, it's better, this one skate.
Yeah, right? Like, great. We got a unicycle
giving,
for you, even.
Tryon Shyinka, a little too much credit, because he wasn't even in the top four of Brown's edge rushers.
You get the point, though. The point is that you ended up with nothing close to what you initially had called for. And I think it was just because the Browns seemed pretty steadfast, I guess, that they weren't willing to make a move here. I wonder if there would have been that Godfather type situation. Albert wasn't speaking the way he was speaking for nothing.
I'll just say this. I have a distinct feeling that if Miles, especially after that game we saw what that game did to Miles, it wouldn't surprise me if the Patriots had offered three firsts. I don't think Miles is here today.
Well, so I'm so fascinated by what he will basically remove his no trade clause for and what he won't. Mm-hmm. And so, like, to me, the Patriots are that team. The Bears aren't that team for me.
Yeah, that would make sense. That would actually be. I would imagine that they've already. Okay.
You think he's got a list of teams?
We're going out on a few limbs here, but I would guarantee that the Browns and Miles, if there's already an understanding that at some point we might have to break up, we're at least going to be listening to offers for you. I would imagine Miles said, here are the teams I'd be willing to go to. And it makes sense that the Vrabel connection, Drake May, it would make sense that Miles would be willing to go to New England and be an absolute hell no for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, there's just too many questions still around the Bears. But I don't even know that Drake May solidified himself enough at this point either, though. Like, I tend to think there was probably a good amount of Myles Garrett watching that Patriots game and being like, that's how a quarterback looks. Put him on the list. But I don't know. With no trade clause, you only get that. There's only a couple teams. But he wants out. That's the other side of this as well. So maybe it'd be like six or seven teams.
I think it's going to be a really interesting offseason. Remember, the Rams, known for big swings. Rams have two first-rounders this year.
F those picks.
In 2026.
Wes Snead always says it. But we don't even know if Matthew Stafford's going to return after this season. Even though he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't know what's going to happen there.
No, I don't. But I think the Rams are a team to watch. I think the Patriots are a team to watch. And I think what you said about 6 minutes ago is the number one takeaway we should all have, which is I think over the next, 8 weeks, I think it's going to go a long way to determine Myles Garrett's future in Cleveland. I think there is a price out there that the Browns would be willing to to seriously try. I don't think there's an excuse that Elliott Wolf put it the way he did on Patriots state-run media. He was clearly talking about Myles, the only guy that was out there with the three first-rounder price tags. And I have a feeling if the Browns get to the end of this season and there's a new head coach and new GM in place, they're going to say the obvious, which is we need to hit the reset button. And I think that's going to mean the eject button for Myles Garrett.
I mean, I've already blocked out my months. January, we'll be doing head coaching and GM stuff. February and March, we'll be doing Myles Garrett trade conversations.
Don't forget my mock drafts.
Well, April will be really, really into the draft. The draft will always exist in all of this. It'll be a combo within all of this. But, what's the big story, the big conversation? It's going to be, I blocked it out. February, March, we have a big Myles, kind of like we did last year. We'll do Super Bowl Radio Row again, the whole everything.
A lot of fun. 216-474.
And Joku shirtless running around.
0092. He's always shirtless. That's an evergreen thing. you heard what Elliott Wolf had to say. We just weren't willing to give up three first rounders at this trade deadline. Do you take that to what I took that to be, that proof that the Browns were a lot more amiable to trading Myles Garrett than they had previously said? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.